My name is Maximilian Cast. I'm wine director for the Farrington House Restaurant in Pittsboro, North Carolina. We're a Grand Chatelaine Chateau south of Chapel Hill. I just won the Sonoma Country Wine Weekend Top Sommelier Award. And you can come and visit us at www.farrington.com. That's FERRINGTON.com.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
It's always fun to share what's going on at Rodney Strong Vineyards because they are very, very serious supporters of training and increasing the experience of sommeliers in the United States to help them learn more through firsthand visiting vineyards and wineries and tasting of Sonoma County wines. And we have with us today on Wine and Dine, Maximilian Cast, who is the wine director at the Farrington House Restaurant outside of Chapel Hill in Pittsboro, North Carolina. He recently took the top spot in the second annual Sommelier Challenge. And let me give you a little bit of background about him. He is a first-generation American from a food-oriented German family. He grew up in the kitchen and at the table, learning that the key to friendship, family, and love rests at sharing a meal and taking time to appreciate the little things. He is an advanced sommelier through the Court of Master Sommeliers. He passed the blind tasting and theory portions already of the Master Sommelier exam, and he also placed third in the Chaîne de Rôtisserie Best Young Sommelier in the United States competition this year. So in 2014, he will be sitting the MS exam again. And Max, we thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. I'd like to ask you, please, with all the different regions that you went to in Sonoma County, if you could be as objective as possible, I'd love to hear what is your favorite region within Sonoma County and why?
That's always a difficult question, but I would say that the newly minted Fort Ross Sea View area and that whole upper northern Sonoma coast is one of my favorite areas. It wasn't one that I visited on this trip, but I visited in the past. And I just think for its sheer beauty and then also for the elegance of its wines. You have Pied, Hirsch, Flowers Winery, all some of my favorite Pinot Noir and Chardonnay producers, and also some great Syrah up there as well.
Any sparkling?
Any sparkling, not necessarily that I've had from up there, but as far as sparkling wine from Sonoma, I would definitely have to go with Iron Horse as one of my favorites. I think they just do a fantastic job over there in the Green Valley. And I think that's another interesting area, too, the Green Valley going into the southern Sonoma coast area. There's a lot of great things there as well.
So this competition involved being able to identify 12 Sonoma County varietal wines. You had to pick the variety, the vintage, the appellation, and even the producer. And you had a very, very tough food pairing. And then you had this very stressful 4-minute wine service competition, which included a master sommelier at the table. What was that all like?
It was interesting because when we do the grid and studying for the master sommelier exam and sitting for it, you have wines from all over the world, so very rarely are you sat down in front of 12 wines just from Sonoma County.
Yeah.
So that, to begin with, I thought that was going to be a challenge, and it was. It was a challenge for sure. So going in there, it was just thinking, how many different grape varieties grow in Sonoma? And just going through and letting the wines speak for themselves. I would say probably the hardest part was trying to get producers right. I don't know how many of those I got right. Fortunately, the one that I did get right was the one that I had going that I chose to pair with that dish in which I went and had to serve and kind of talk about with the panel of four people. And that was the Ramey Rush River Valley Chardonnay from 2010.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, I mean, some people listening might think this is like identifying or finding a needle in a haystack.
You know, it's some wines are just very expressive and really stand out. And I really, the Ramey Chardonnays always stand out for me because they have that elevated acidity, really just elegant structure, while still being pretty rich and having really nice oak as well.
So I want to rattle off the dish that you were tasked to pair with. A chipotle roasted pork tenderloin with plantain chorizo hash, along with a summer corn salsa heavy on the cilantro.
Yeah, every sommelier's dream dish, right?
Absolutely. But did you, after this, did you talk with any of the other sommeliers to ask what they, because it would be interesting just to hear what everybody else paired with and why. And cilantro is probably the hardest, weirdest thing to pair with.
Yeah, and with that being the case, there was a Sauvignon Blanc in the lineup
yes.
of wines, and no one chose that. Because
really?
If you think about it, the herbaceousness of Sauvignon Blanc would have been really nice, balancing out that cilantro. But the wine that, from what most sommeliers told me at the event, that they chose was a rosé of Grenache.
Oh. Okay, now let me tell you my thought here. Chipotle mm-hmm. can be spicy.
Certainly.
And unless a rosé of Grenache, I would think, is probably more than 13.5% alcohol potentially. And so
this is true.
And I would try and pick something that would be from a cooler climate with lower acidity, so it wouldn't make the chipotle with the roast pork tenderloin be hotter in the mouth than it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, that's one of those things when we're on the floor and we're pairing wines with food, those are things you have to consider. But, yeah, on its own, I would agree, and going something with lighter acidity would help. But since you have so many fruit components on the dish, those fruit components really muddle down the spiciness of the dish, because there wasn't any spiciness with the plantains or with the pineapple on there. And it is those kind of mellowed out, the spiciness. So going with a little bit higher acidity actually worked out in that case.
Whoa, they didn't mention pineapple in this press release. I would have gone a different direction.
I apologize. Yeah, no, there wasn't any pineapple on there. I meant the corn and the plantains.
Okay.
My apologies.
And those are both sweet, especially,
Exactly, they are both sweet. So those flavors kind of mellowed each other out. Some of the sommeliers went with the Zinfandel, which could have been a nice pairing as well. But yeah, I guess that's the fun thing about a dish like this. It really gets you thinking.
Included in this Sonoma weekend, you were also involved with an auction.
Correct.
And correct me if I'm wrong, were you actually, as a private sommelier, you were one of the lots, you were lot number one being auctioned off?
That is correct. I was lot number one.
So talk to us about that.
Well, that was an interesting experience, to say the least. That's not something that I've ever done before. And they had, I believe, 29 different auction lots, all of them fantastic, raising money for charity. And I went up first, and I ended up going for $10,000. And what I did was, before that, I chose a selection of different reserve wines, about a case
okay.
of what I can bring to the table. And then once I was auctioned off, I went to the table and asked what they wanted to have opened and what wanted to have served. And we just kind of chatted about wine and had a fun couple hours.
And that was at the auction?
That was at the auction itself. That's correct.
Did you have to bring the wine with you, or did you get to pick and choose from Sonoma County wineries for the reserve wines?
I got to choose from Sonoma County wineries. So at the event, they had a temperature-controlled tent, where in which they had more Sonoma wine than you can ever imagine.
Yeah.
And then within that, they had the reserve wines for all of us sommeliers to choose for as little extras for our tables. And since I was going to be the auction lot, I was able to choose about a case of different wines and some pretty beautiful stuff, for sure. My favorite out of those was the 1997 Glenallan Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How many wines do you have on the wine list at the Farrington House Restaurant?
About 1,100 selections.
And how many of those are reserve, or is it all the same sort of category?
We don't have a reserve list.
Okay.
What we have is basically it's divided up by regions in the world, and then more so by grape varieties once you get into the United States and Australia and things like that. We're pretty heavy on California, Italy, and France. And I'd say the proudest part of the collection for me is our selection of Barolos and Barbarescos.
Do you have any North Carolina wines on the list?
We do, yeah. We have the Raffaldini, who do fantastic jobs with Italian varieties, Montepulciano, and also Sangiovese and Vermentino. and then also the McCritchie cellars. Okay. Both are in the Yadkin Valley, and yeah. Fantastic wines.
So I bet your boss is happy about this.
Yeah, for sure.
Gives you bragging rights.
Well, A little bit.
Maximilian Kess, yeah. We really appreciate you joining us today on Wine and Dine, and we wish you all the best in your attempt to pass the Master Sommelier final part of the exam here. Maybe you'll come and join us again.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
We will have links up for you to learn more about the Rodney Strong Vineyards Sonoma Wine Country Weekend Top Sommelier Star and the Farrington House. I've been at the Farrington House dining. It was lovely. Actually, Chapel Hill's really roly-poly pretty part of the state. You're listening to Wine and Dine.
This is Patricia McRitchie, owner of McRitchie Associates, a winery and vineyard consulting firm specializing in American viticultural areas, and owner, along with my husband Sean, of McRitchie Winery and Cider Works. More information can be found at McRitchieWine.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Morthel, winemaker at Rodney Strong's and also for Davis Bynum Pinot and Chard. I hope that you have time to come out and visit me out at the winery up here in the Russian River Valley. We make some good wines, and we're looking forward to hosting you.
My name is Jeff Kruth, Master Sommelier. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for the Guild of Sommeliers. And if you'd like more information about the Guild of Sommeliers, we're available online at www.guildsomm.com.